Welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast, where we unlock the winning edge through conversations with industry experts and thought leaders. Each episode explores how transforming business through human experience creates real impact. Join us for actionable insights and fresh perspectives that inspire success. Follow, rate, and review the podcast on your favorite platform. The next episode could spark your next big idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today I'm super thrilled because I have Peter Nicholson together with me. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Greg, hi. Nice to be here. How are you?
Very well and super keen to kick off this discussion because we are going to discuss about a topic that we are not often discussing on this podcast, but it's something extremely relevant. It's the future of aged care, how Ohana is changing home health care. And there it's, I think, much more behind customer experience, patient experience, family experience. And I'm super thrilled to have the opportunity to discuss with you, Peter. As usual, before we deep dive into this topic, I would like to learn about you, more about you. Could you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Greg. Well, my name is Peter Nicholson, and I'm from California originally. I grew up there, and I went to school, got a biochemistry and immunology degree from UC Berkeley, and then an MBA later on from UCLA. So grew up, and all of my education took place there. And then I went to work in the biotech industry there and spent, you know, a number of years working in biotech, and principally in California, then wound up founding a genomics company up in Seattle, and which was later sold, then moved to Europe. I actually moved to Paris first. And then from Paris, I was there for 5 years. And from there, I moved to Switzerland, where I live now. And I've been here nearly 13 years living here in Switzerland. And unfortunately, not speaking French or German well enough to please my children and my family, but I do my best.
Thank you very much for this introduction. And I think, as every listener knows, that my accent is a bit Italian and has this Italian flavors, as I am coming from the southern part of Switzerland, I think also your accent is not really French.
No, it's not really French. It's from California. And I you know, admire the French, the Italian part of Switzerland, and was just down and spent a bunch of time in Italy. So, you know, I speak Spanish, and Italian gets a little bit closer to Spanish than French does. So I can make my way there, but it's a great place to live, and I enjoy it here, and I just feel very fortunate.
Thank you very much. And I had the pleasure to already have some pre-discussion together with you and to understand more about Ohana. But before we deep dive into that, perhaps could you share with us which are the values that drive your professional life?
Yeah, thank you. You know, I've had a very productive career in the biotechnology industry and been done quite well. And as I've gotten older, I started to focus more of my time on social impact type issues. And usually they result from the intersection of experiences in my own life and a desire to do something about them to try and make a difference. And Ohana represents a great example of that, because the path for me to actually get here is very much part professional, but also personal experiences I'm sure everybody has had in this ever-aging society we live in today.
Speaking about values, and you already mentioned your family, perhaps you can, before we explain what Ohana is doing, where the name of Ohana is coming.
Thank you. Ohana is actually a Hawaiian name. Its origin is Hawaii. And Ohana is a name for the extended family in Ohana. It's not necessarily your immediate family, but it's an extended family. And as we started doing what we were doing, we felt that that was a very appropriate name to use when talking about the community of people who care for the people we love.
While I was preparing for this discussion, I went to your page, and I think what really stand out from my point of view, it's where you explain the name of Ohana, it is used to refer to a person's social support system. And now let's really kick off the game and discuss about aged care, how Ohana is changing home healthcare. The word of aging is rapidly. It means we are getting older and older. And by 2050, there will be over 2 billion people that are over 60. What does this demographic shift mean for healthcare, and what are the biggest challenges to address?
Yeah, thank you. You're absolutely right. You know, the statistics are undeniable. 1 billion people over 60 walking around on planet Earth today, growing to 2 billion by 2050. It's an inversion of the population pyramid like we've never seen before in human history, with profound impacts on society. We simply have to reshape the way we think about aging and the way we support people as they get older if our society is going to continue to thrive. And if we don't change the dynamic and we don't change it in a hurry, not only will older adults have lives less fortunate than they could be if we pay better attention, but the rising healthcare costs associated with caring for older people will explode and become unsustainable anywhere across the globe. So we really just simply have to change the way we're doing things to make lives better for people as they age, but also to make our society as a whole thrive in this dynamic that we see today.
In particular, because at some point in time, we will be then also over 60, and we would like to have people that take care of us and they are also able to take care of our problems and help us and create experiences that we can then we can leverage. And you mentioned, I think, two of the biggest challenges, and you touched quite quickly also on the last one: people aging, cost explosion, and also that at some point in time there will be not enough people there for all these old people that need care. And therefore, we need to change. We need to do for something. And we have a growing demand for aged care. What inspired you to create OANA, and how does it help to solve or meet these challenges?
Yep, thank you. So early in 2010, I was appointed to serve on the board of directors of an organization called the Global Coalition on Aging, which was comprised of a number of international corporations who are looking at the aging phenomena and recognizing that posed many challenges, but also opportunities. Because frankly, if we change the way of doing things, it would open up new markets where we could develop services, supports, and products for people to thrive as they get older. So that sort of started getting me exposed to the aging phenomena. And as I was doing that, I started attending many conferences here in Europe, in the United States, in Japan, in China, in Singapore, focused on the aging phenomena. And it became clear that there was lots of advancements being made, lots of insights on how to better care for people as they age. But they were in universities or medical centers. And when you look at the workforce that gets deployed to take care of older people, caregivers who are not healthcare professionals, but work under the direction of a nurse, they're not very educated. And all of this great wisdom and insight and knowledge, which were being developed and created in universities, were not being appropriately democratized and reaching the people that need to use that information in the daily work they do. And as I began to see this more and more, I was fortunate in meeting an organization that called Home Instead. They are in 13 different countries around the world, and they've got tremendous exposure to the aged care phenomena. And I was talking to them about the training material they had, and as good a company as they are, they're among the best. It was well below what I thought we should be delivering to the market to help people thrive. And as I started thinking about that, I was fortunate to meet the woman who was the CEO of the International Council of Nurses, which is the worldwide governing authority for nursing. And we started talking about aged care. And you may not know it, but in the world right now, there's a significant shortage of nurses. We don't have enough nurses to do the work that nurses are supposed to do. And even worse, because we don't have enough trained and skilled caregivers, oftentimes nurses are forced to or required to do the work that caregivers should otherwise be doing. So we don't have enough nurses. and those nurses that we have are doing work that's below their training and qualification, it's a recipe for disaster. And I was talking to her about that scenario and I said, well, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot we could do to improve the training and education of caregiving. We could professionalize that vocation by developing a structured pedagogical approach to educating and training caregivers, just like this happens in the medical world, where you have rich education and continuing education required. And if we did that same approach to caregivers, we could really change the dynamic and make a huge difference. And she really agreed with me, and we started talking, and that launched us on the path that I'm on today.
But what you are explaining is, if I try to summarize that in really few words, it's a win-win-win situation. It's a win situation for the nurses because they can focus on their job, and it's a win situation for the caregiver because they can get the skills that they require to take care of elderly people. And for the people, for these aged people, that get the right care and have enough time also to be with these people and to get everything that is required. That's really, really interesting. And you shared that in a very short sentence. I would like to double click on that. Many aged care providers struggle with employee recruitment and retention. And what makes Oana's approach to workforce development different?
Thank you. That's really a fundamental question. But I just want to go back on one point that you said, because it's going through the experience of my own dad aging and encountering the aged care field. And there's some very suboptimal outcomes that really inspired me. It was personal. And for all of us whose parents age, or whose grandparents age, or whose uncles and aunts age, or for fortunate we age, this is going to impact us. There's four kinds of people in the world. Those are who need caregivers, those who are caregivers, those who will need caregivers, and those who are who are working as caregivers today. So it's really going to impact everybody. And as I saw what happened there, it inspired me. But so fundamentally, what we're doing enables older people to age with dignity because they've earned that right. And I'm passionate about making sure that we treat older people with dignity and respect, and we give them person-centered care. And that's fundamental for Ohana. Our whole training and education program is focused on the principle that each person is an individual, and you need to respect that individual and understand their needs and concerns about how their care is delivered, in order to help them, live their best life and age with dignity, as I said. But there's another dynamic, and I will answer your question, I promise. There's another dynamic I wanted to add is that if we don't make changes, governments, healthcare organizations, government budgets, insurance companies are going to go bankrupt because we simply aren't going to be able to afford the mounting costs. And what we realized with Ohana, and many caregivers or organizations train caregivers on how to support older people with the activities they need to go through every day. Like, how do we help people with respect to the bedroom and get out of bed and safety in the bedroom? Of course, hygiene is a very big issue. Nutrition is a big issue, things like that. And that's important. But if you really want to change the paradigm, we need to empower caregivers to be an integral part of the integrated care network that they are in, because they get good care from nurses and doctors in a medical setting, but most of the time they're not in a medical setting. So what we have done at Ohana is we are empowering caregivers to understand about age-related conditions, which is to say, what kind of conditions, medical conditions, could older people present with or be exposed to as they go through the aging process? And given those conditions, what do they look like? And when you see them, what should you do about it? And when that doesn't help, when should you contact the healthcare professional? And we realized that if we could do that and do it really well, we could provide an effective link to healthcare professionals and either prevent healthcare issues from spiraling by getting them addressed quickly and obviating the need for patients to go, older people to go to the hospital, or getting these older adults in touch with aged care, with healthcare professionals much sooner before those healthcare issues become much more resource intensive and require hospitalization, and thereby really reduce the burdens on healthcare budgets. And that's a very fundamental different way about how we go about educating caregivers. But we go further. And the reason we go further is that caregiving is one of the most underappreciated and isolated jobs in the world today, and it's in huge demand. They're lonely, they're isolated, and oftentimes, a typical caregiver is a woman, let's say middle-aged woman in her 50s. She's got, let's say, her parents that she's taking care of. Maybe she's got her husband's parents as well that she's giving care to. She's got her own kids that she's caring for. She's got her husband that she's tried to care for. And she gets lost in the shuffle, and it's just not sustainable for them. So the first thing is, how do we prevent burnout? And how do we better empower them to not only give good care, but also care for themselves? And so at Ohana, we're dedicated to providing resources for caregiver wellness so that caregivers, in fact, can thrive and get appreciated and find support in doing the work they do. The second thing that we do that's different is we provide a career progression for caregivers. And again, caregivers aren't, most of the time, they're not university educated. They're relatively undereducated. And oftentimes they feel like life has passed them by. I mean, we all hear about the explosion in the internet, or more recently, artificial intelligence. And that's just not something that they're able to engage with. And they feel like very demotivated, like life is passing them by. And with Ohana, we have developed, in partnership with the International Council of Nurses, we've developed an approach that progressively educates caregivers, and they achieve increasingly higher levels of sophistication in their caregiving skills by going progressively through the levels of caregiving education we provide. So they can start out at a very fundamental level and onboard the basic skills they need, and then move up the curve up to the point where they're able to care for the most complicated cases, people with early Alzheimer's or dementia, or Parkinson's, or some of the other really challenging medical conditions. And when we do that, all of a sudden, we take a job that's kind of a dead-end, isolated job, and we give them a vision for a very positive future where they're doing work that gets impacted, where they're impacting people's lives very positively, and it's giving them jobs of meaning with the future. Because what we've done is designed the curricula to support caregivers to move into the profession of nursing if they get inspired by the time they complete our curricula. So it's a care continuum, not only for patients, but also for caregivers themselves. And because we do all those things, when caregiving organizations, people who employ caregivers, use our program, it's a workforce dynamic that's completely reimagined for them. And it creates a workforce that feels valued and important in a way that doesn't happen today in the world.
So cool. I think going back to what you said and not touching all the points, but I think these people have a purpose in life, in particular, the example that you also shared. If it's a family member, a friend, or somebody next to the family, they have the purpose to help them the best way possible. And Ohana is giving them this opportunity to progress in their purpose because they get additional skills and they can get the opportunity. And not only this, but they can also network with other people, other caregivers, and give also the relevant information. And I had the opportunity to have a look also behind the scene, not what you are sharing now, but a bit more in depth. And I know and I saw that training and certification are critical in ensuring quality in care. You cannot do mistake, and you don't want to do mistakes in these cases. And I saw that you have really a great learning management system that improves caregiver skills and patient outcomes. How does your system work? Because I saw that it's also linked with gamification, getting to the next level, but you have also artificial intelligence abilities to help and support the individual progressing in their learning path.
Yeah, thank you. Great question. So we have four different levels of certification that people can achieve over time. And if we take the caregiver one level, which is the fundamentals of caregiving, that's structured as about 200 hours of online education, sometimes a little longer, sometimes a little shorter, depending on each person's individual sort of pace of learning and ability to commit to the program. But that caregiver 100, the fundamentals of the caregiving, is divided into five individual courses. Each one of the courses itself is disaggregated into modules, and the modules themselves are further disaggregated into lessons. And the lessons typically last 12 to 15 minutes. And they've done that on purpose because, according to many different authorities in education, that's kind of the bite-sized amount of material that you want to kind of deliver in a society that's on the go. Because not only do people want to learn at their own pace, but they want to have the flexibility to learn just about anywhere they are when they have the ability and the downtime. So we've designed the purpose-designed the program to be able to provide that. After every lesson is completed, there's a quiz. And after all the lessons in a module are completed, there's a quiz. And then after all the modules in a course are completed, so after the course is completed, there's a quiz. And then after all of the five courses are completed, there's a final exam. And that's how the pedagogical layout happens. And you're right, there's gamification in it. There's videos, there's images, there's figures. And importantly, we use AI to try and help provide additional information to shore up areas where through the process they go through, we identify areas of underdevelopment that need further reinforcement to help those individuals become robust professionals in this vocation of caregiving.
It's incredible. I think now the big question that not only I have, but also the audience has, is how can we help? But let's formulate that in another way. I know that you are in the early stage and you're scaling Oana globally. What are the milestones that you plan in the next future, and how we can help you?
Well, thank you. I'll just say that in addition to the educational material and the training that we're providing, we also have tools that we're developing, which are supported by AI. For instance, before you can provide care to an individual, you need to do an assessment. You need to understand what their situation is, what their challenges are, what their preferences are, and help really to be able to understand really how to optimally deliver care. So we have an AI sort of supported assessment tool that helps us really define that. And then that goes into an AI care planning tool that says, okay, based on all that, how do we develop a caregiving plan that we can implement that respects and is informed by that, which is really important. We also have a tool that can assess a particular caregiver's knowledge and competency so that a business that employs caregivers could not only do an assessment of their staff and then determine which staff members might need additional training, but they can use that as an onboarding tool to ensure they've got high quality people they're bringing in the door. And that's good, because what we can do is help a caregiving organization optimize the structure of their caregiving staff to the clients they serve. You can imagine that if you're caring for, let's say, 100 individuals, and 90 of them are in relatively good shape, but only 10% of them perhaps have early dementia, the workforce you have can largely be sort of, professionally trained, but probably caregiver one or caregiver two level certification. Just a few people at that very higher level that is for advanced care. Now, if you take that business and flip it around and say, let's say your caregiving organization has 100 clients, but 90% of them have Parkinson's or early dementia or advanced issues that require extensive levels of informed care, you're going to want to have a different structure to your caregiving workforce so you have a greater proportion of them highly skilled. And what our program does is to allow each individual business to shape their caregiver workforce to the clients that they're serving, which is really important. It's not tools that they have today. So we're doing all that. We're also developing a caregiver resource center, which has lots of information to provide support and wellness for the overall well-being of caregivers. And as we do all those things, obviously, we're working very hard so we can get that into the market. We've had discussions with many people here in Europe, down in New Zealand, Australia. I was in China in the Swiss embassy talking about this, over in Japan, down in Singapore. There's a lot of interest everywhere, and we simply need to put our heads down and finish the work we're doing so that we can get out on the market. And you know, literally what we're doing right now is we're in the middle of a fundraising initiative to bring in the capital that we require to finish the job and actually get engaged with our first beta customers.
That's so cool. I'm really looking forward to see Oana live, and I'm really looking forward to see institution using that and offering that to their caregivers so that they can progress in their career and following their purpose. Now we are coming to an end of this discussion, but I still have a few questions for you in the extra time last you 3 minutes. Fast forward, in 10 years from now, we are back on this podcast, and let's say we're discussing about the same topic. What we're discussing about?
Well, thank you. I mean, 10 years from now, you know, today in Europe, we've got 1.6 million people working in the caregiver workforce to support older adults around Europe. By 2030, we're going to have 4 million. So there's going to be an explosion in the number of people engaged in this in Europe. But the same is true in just about anywhere you look. And I think, you know, obviously what we're going to be talking about then is very much the same thing, but I think what it's going to be is it's going to be a much more informed way of caring for people that is a marriage between some of the interesting technologies that are being developed for remote care and medical information that helps inform healthcare professionals, and a closer link between healthcare professionals and the care providers, so that that circle becomes much more virtuous and powerful and better serves the people that they're trying to help, older adults, so that they can live their best life. And there's a better communication in the whole care continuum so things don't get out of hand and get addressed much sooner. So I think we're going to see.
And I hope that several millions of people are then certified with Oana and can use and can give enough care to the people, because it's not about customer experience. It's not about employee experience. It's really human experience, how we can give to people a life with dignity, supporting them and helping them. And everybody of us will be also in this situation. We hope in long term, but basically at some point we will be there. Peter, what's the best way to contact you and where we can find Oana?
Thank you. Well, our website is ohana.health, not .com, but .hello. And I would encourage people to go and visit it to learn more about us. And of course, if you want to reach me, it's peter@ohana.health. And I would say I am fortunate to work with some really talented, educated, and driven people. And we get out of bed every day thinking about how we can do better and help people to live their best life. And we, you know, if we can help just one person to have a better experience, one caregiver to feel better about the world, the work they do, and feel more valued, one older person to feel more positive and informed about how they can live their life, that will have made a difference. And making a difference is what we all want to do. So what we're trying to do, I think, has global impact. But when it comes down to it, it's one person at a time that gets us out of it.
Thank you. And I think that's the definition of purpose. Thank you for sharing that with us. And now we are coming to the last question. It's Peter's golden nugget. it's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience with.
I'm sorry, Greg, could you repeat that, please?
It's Peter Golden Nugget. It's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience with.
Yeah, thank you. I would say, whatever you do, make it personal. Because if it's personal, you're going to care. And if you care, you're going to do things that are important. And if you do things that are important, it's going to get recognized. And when I see young people today, I see them much more focused on doing work that's impactful. A contract, the old contract with work where you went to work and you sort of worked away and then you retired I think that's over now. Nobody's really interested in that. And they really want to get much sooner to work that means something to them individually. So I would say, chase your dreams, listen to yourself, take lots of advice, but stay true to what makes it personal to you, because that's what's going to turn your work into something that's important. And if it's important to you, it's probably important to other people too.
Peter, thank you very much. For today, it's everything. Please stay with me. To the audience, I hope that you enjoyed this discussion as much as I did. You will find all the links that Peter shared also in the show notes. Please have a look at Oana. Support this cause. I think it's really, really interesting what Oana is doing, what Oana is creating. Feel free to contact me or contact Peter for any questions. I will direct you to Peter and the great team working in the background for Oana. Thank you very much and bye-bye.
Thank you, Greg.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth, subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you.